Okay, hit it, Klein. Okay. Right. All right, we're starting. Okay, so we're so, yeah.
Let's start after the airplane goes by, though.
Yes, Cordial, we're not yoits, so we can't eat.
We're not yoits, any.
Okay, so the airplane passes over, can't eat. All right. What? Yeah. Okay, so, for some reason, you know, Chazal, you know, coined this as Simchas Besa Shoeva. You know, the, even though the whole thing was conducted outdoors, it was an outdoor thing. Outdoor event. I mean, eventually it made it to the Beis HaMikdash show. So I guess the, the idea is that the, that the simcha has to be, you know, come, in, you know, has to be internalized, come into the bias, you know. So, Shvi Mekuyim Hakol Huva Beis HaYosef. You know, that the Balach Sanya, you know, it's, all the simcha should find a bias by him. You know, Shvi. The. The Rambam in the Morin Nevuchim, in the Chelk, he talks about Tamei HaMitzvah. So he talks about Arba Minim. And this is where he chose, by Arba Minim, he chose to explain, you know, that, you know, sometimes Chazal say things P-U-T, you know, poetic, and he says all the drushes that they said by Arba Minim, that it's, you know, connected to four types of Jews, or it's connected, you know, the Shedra and the Ayinayim and the Sfasayim and the Lev. They were all speaking Derech P-U-T. They were speaking poetic. Well, you know, which, you know, the idea, which he says, he makes it very clear. The idea is Emes, you know, and of course, Psukim from Tanakh are Emes. It's just, you know, the relationship between the two. The idea that's Emes and the Psukim, it's loose, and you have to understand, sometimes Chazal allowed themselves that, and he says all the things that they said by Dal Minim, you know, the idea, the messages that Am Yisrael, all different types of Jews are machap for each other, it's all true, but it's not the pshat in Dal Minim. It's not the pshat. Right? That they were saying Bederach P-U-T, you know, so he's, over there he's Kovea's whole Shita, that some goddesses, you have to understand that Chazal were waxing poetic, and which is okay, and it's not what you got heat from the Maharal and the Baragola. But he says, you want to know what the real pshat is in Dalet Minim? Pshat. Right? It's simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. So he writes. Because the sukkah is l'zecher nisei hamidbar. Right? You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert. Right? You know, give us those shahs v'ezol v'tziyam Eretz Yisrael. Right? We also have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got you out of there and put you in Eretz Noshavis, in settled land where things grow. And that's the Dalet Minim. You know, as opposed to the middle, where nothing grows. That's what he writes. It's, you know, that the pshat in Dalet Minim is the simcha of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, so why don't we bring from the Zion Aminim, like we do by Bikurim? He says, because these things can't last for 7 days. Fruit, you know, without the refrigerator, it doesn't go for 7 days. Whereas these Sheva Minim, you know, with minimal care, that's what he writes, you know, they could last for 7 days, and they look pretty, you know, for all seven. What? Yeah, but it's got a thick peel. It's got a thick peel. You know, the, I mean, you remind me of, a real shy that there was, La Halacha, you know, where I lived in the Bay Yaakov, a neighbor of mine. You know, his esrog from the last sukkah, he forgot about it. He just left it, you know, it was on a shelf, you know, in a closed box. And it came, you know, the next sukkah. He opened up, it wasn't Yovish. So he took it to the Rav of the Rav HaShchuna, Rav Eber, said, can I use it? And it says, you could, you really could, you know, but, you know, really, you can't buy another esrog, really, really. You know, but, the esrog lasts, if, you know, with minimal care. That's what Ram writes. So these Arba Minim, you know, they last, and they have their beauty. He says it's Asher Yirali. There's no Makor Mefurish, you know, for this Rambam. I looked around. I found a Chatzi Dibur on the issue in a Zohar, right? But not by Arba Minim, by Sukkah. you know that Kol Ezrach Bisro Yeshu B'Sukkos. There's a few lashonis of the Zohar in Parshas Emor. Migizah v'Sharsh D'Yisrael. Only a real Jew sits in the inner space of Sukkah. If you bring a goy into the Sukkah, he's not really sitting in Sukkah. The inner dimension of Sukkah is only a Jew has access. So there's one line in Zohar says, it's a chukah, ba'ara D'Yisrael. Right? Only someone who has a chiluk in Eretz Yisrael really sits in Sukkah. You know, it's the only chatzi dibur. And it's in one line, that Zohar repeats itself a few times. It's Zohar and Parshas Emor. So Ram said, al das atzmo, be'ikar, that this idea that the Dalmim is, the inyan of Eretz Yisrael. You should, be happy about Eretz Yisrael. So Sukkah is for the Midbar, and Dalmim is for Eretz Yisrael. Right? Right? So before we go to, analyze this a little bit, I want to point out something very interesting in the Rambam, in Halacha. So he says, Simcha and Sasan of Eretz Yisrael. So now, here's the interesting thing. The Halachas of Nisuch HaMayim are in Hilchos Tvinim Musafim. Mamash at the end, Perak Yud. And there's not a Zecher. There is not a word about the Simcha space of Shoeva that there was in preparing for Nisuch HaMayim. There used to be Shoeva, the afternoon, and the night before, that there's no zecher of it in Hilchos Tvinim
Musafim.
Very good. So Joey's saying, very good. The Simcha. So in Hilchos Nisuch HaMayim, there's not a zecher of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's in Hilchos Lulav. In Hilchos Lulav, he says this chag. Right, in the end of Hilchos Lulav, right, this chag, there's a Simcha Yisera that was knowing, that there isn't by the other Yom Tov, Usmach Lefnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yom, which is the same pasuk that we say by Lulav, that's a Chayiv in Mikdash Kol Shiva, right? And then over there is all the halachas of how it was, the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, and he says that the Simcha is Lismoch Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah U'Ba'avas HaKel Baruch Hu, right? Simcha v'asiyas mitzvah. Now you contrast that with the din of regular simchas yomtov, perikvav of hilchos yomtov. There's no mention of simcha and asiyas hamitzvah. Right? As a matter of fact, over there, simchas yomtov is consumption. Bosser, it's gender specific, right? Anoshim baroi lahem, v'noshim baroi lahem. Anoshim bebosser, all that toxic masculinity, v'noshim baroi lahem. You can get killed for saying this, bizman is that. And we have to say this, while we still can, before they come to take away our guns and plastic straws, we have to still, say this while we can. Right? Anyway, in Hilchos Yomtov, it's consumption. Men with their toxic masculinity, wine and meat, and women with their clothes, and kids with their kloyes ve'egozim. There's no mention of Basias Akel. It just says don't get drunk, right? Right. And in Hilchos Lulav, there's a whole different. It's a whole different cheftza of simcha. And that's where he said the din of simcha, with music and dancing. That's only by Sukkos in the Beis Hamikdash, right? And Sefer Mitzvahs also in Mitzvah Nun Dalet. So he says Mitzvah Simchas Yomtov. He says on Sukkos, in the Mikdash there's a din of. So that means you want to play music during Pesach. You do that touchy feely stuff. I mean, knock yourself out. That's fine. It's mistumitz nit erger von klois ve'egozim. Nuts, right? You want to be nuts? Yeah, it's fine. But the real Simchas Yomtov by all chagim other than Sukkos in the Mikdash is consumption. By Sukkos in the Mikdash, it's by this singing and dancing, and that's. And there's over there, it's all different chefts of simchas, ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'avas akel baruch hu. It's all different, and that's all in Hilchos Lulav, right? So now, connect the dots in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on the mitzvah of taking Lulav, so it says, litov v'lismoach bo, lifnei Hashem, lismoach bo. That's what it doesn't say by Sukkah, that it's a din simcha by Lulav. right? Lulav, yeah. Simcha. Now, so I'll tell you first of all, lahalacha v'lemaaseh, what we could get from this Rambam, you know, is the poskim are dan on the following question: is b'frat nogea any day after the first day of Sukkot, where lulav is only midrabban? By mitzvahs drabban, we paskin mitzvahs ain tzriches kavana, which means if you handled your lulav, even the shalom and aslotes, but you held it the right way, you yoytz already. How do you make a bracha? So there's a svara that's brought down in some of the Rishonim, and others are mefakfik in it. Well, you know, you could still say a bracha. You know why? You still got the na'anuim by halo. So you could still make the bracha al smach, you know, because there's still a hemshech, right? So some people say, ma kesher. You know, that's a din halo. But your mitzvah lulav went out the window. So the question is like this. The na'anuim by halo, right? Is the pshat is the lulav is enhancing the halal, or the halal is enhancing the lulav, right? So your kaidu is this is a machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Whether there's a din deraisa to halal or not. So the Ramban, one of his rayas he brings is that famous chazal efshar shisol notlim lulavim lomrim halal, which Yerushalmi wants to prove is that halal is of greater antiquity than David HaMelech. It's as old as the mitzvah of lulav. Efshar shisol notlim lulavim lomrim halal. The Rambam will tell you, fine, you know, they always said some type of halal, but it was outz lulav, not outz halal, because the lulav is lismoach bo. So they embellished which means, according to the Rambam, it's a starker svar, since there's an aspect of lismach bo, right? So the nanuim of that are by halal is taka hemshech of the mitzvah of lulav. So it'll be dome lama davar dome. A person, you know, by Chanukah licht, let's say it's the eighth night, he lit the first candle without a bracha. He forgot to say the brachas. So now the ikar din is ner ishu beso. One candle's enough. But, you know, the poskim were all maskim. You can make the brachas of lahadlik and shodazim on the rest, you know, if you remember from, because it's a hemshech of the mitzvah, even though it's the Hidur mitzvah, not the Ikra mitzvah. So, okay, so by danuim, if you held the lulav, you know, derech gidulo, right, when you forgot to make the bracha, which, right, all the other days of Sukkot, where it's only midrabban, mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, right? So, you know, the feet of Rambam, it's stark. You can really say a bracha out to na'anuim that there are during halo. It's a hemshech of the mitzvah, right? Not different than how the other neiros are a hemshech of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, even though the bare minimum yoyotz already. Whereas, like the Ramban, in a chanam, it's a shvach hasvara, and would be adif not to make a bracha. You know, even though you're going to use the lulav for the na'anuim, but the Ram held, you know, lulav is simcha, and that right, lo hamesim yaluka, right? The river brings the lo hamesim yaluka, right? That's right. It's just it's simcha. Yeah, you're right. Correct. Lo nachku a Rambam va'arayver bedoverzeh. So it's like there's simcha by lulav, and that's why he writes in the Meirah, it's simcha. Also, you're sameach in Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's he put the simchas beis ha-shoeva, and to him it's all from the same pasuk. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem okechem shivas yomim. To him it's all from the same pasuk, and it's a whole different heft of simcha, right? Lifnei Hashem okechem, that's a shira of rakida, ba'asiyah samitzu be'avas akel baruchu, whereas the regular b'samachta b'chagecha, right, is basariyayim, right?
Where does the Rambam say that smach ba'ava?
That's in the end of Hilchos Lulav, second to last halacha.
This verse says, "Miss Yisera the smach."
Right. Yeah, but so you keep on going on. Yeah, so first of all, he says it's all hasimcha shismach adam ba'asiyah samitzuvah sakel shetziv ben avog dolhi. Right. At the imam at the end, very end. You know,
everything's on the floor.
Right, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Right, it's all different chefts of simcha, and so it's related. Simcha's beis shreva is related to lulav, right? And he writes it in the Marnevo, and that's the simcha of Eretz Yisrael. Right? So to understand, a little bit about the what the Rambam means, the Farish, he says he didn't see it in Chazal, but it's Asher Yirali. Right, that he figured it out himself, right, that it must be that the lulav is coming for the simcha of Eretz Yisrael, right, So the Rambam says that that's the din of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that it's a ribui, that meaning the way he explains in Sefer Mitzvahs, mitzad that posuk you are mekayim Simchas Yontov, but it's a special halacha by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, dafka and sukkas, and dafka in the mokom hamikdash. This is din of shira v'rakida. So it's a ribui that extends the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov to another sniff, right, of you have Shira Rakida in the Makom Mikdash on Sukkot, and he feels that that's related to the Chetza of Lulav, and it from all from the same place. Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim, right, right. So now, okay, so now Roy Lee's Borim Bazel. Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, right. So that's already, you know, you understand, you know, the concept of the Makom Mikdash. You know, it's Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Right. So to explain this a little bit, you know, what the big simcha was, you know, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and how really, you know, the Mahus HaDavar is it's simcha lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem. So it's lifnei Hashem, and it's dafka by the arba minim, more than by the sukkah per se. Right, because it's the simcha in the mikdash that there was, the simcha in the mikdash, that's lifnei Hashem. Right, so the we're coming off Yom Kippur. Right, so the whole parsha of Yom Kippur, right, is interesting. So you know the parsha Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aros. Me'aron, bekorvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu, because of lifnei Hashem vayamusu, and off that pasuk that achrei mois, the whole avodah of Yom Kippur, was that kibbutz chabad tashkem kolam lifnei Hashem titoru, lifnei Hashem titoru, right? Not a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Right. So
before Yom Kippur even comes.
Right.
Before Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So lifnei Hashem titoru, and the whole ayo, and there was achrimos with korvasam lifnei Hashem via musu. Right. So there's already, you know, the Radzin already was oimed on this, and he says like this. You know, it says in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis, right, that very boker yom echad, not yom rishon, yom echad. All right, so the Medrash wants to know, it should say Yom Rishon, why Yom Echad, right? There's the first of the 7 weeks, the 7 days a week, like we say in the Ivrit, Yom Rishon, right? Because there's a Sheni and a Shlishi and a Revi, that's why Yom Echad, right? So the Medrash says two Ezberim, you know, why it should be Yom Echad. The first is that on this day, Shekosh Hu Yachid Echad Ba'olamo, because there's no such thing as anything else. Right, because even though there was the potential, but there was nothing in actuality, because everything was underwater, so nothing really had space to exist. Right? Then the Medrash says another pshat, says that's Yom Echad Bashana Shenasa Chashu Bein Latzarek Bashoyim Veizuze Yom Kippur. Right? That Yom Echad is the Yom Echad Bashana, one day a year. That's, you know, for everybody equally. You know, for Tzadikim and Rishayim, because everything's good on this day, and that's Yom HaKippur. Right? So already the Radziner explains that the pshat is like this. When everything is underwater, which it was on Yom Rishon, because we only split the waters on Yom HaSheni. When everything's underwater, everything's bottle. Because water itself has no tzura, right? Has no properties, and the Indian of Taras HaMikvah is that when something is underwater, so water like overtakes it, like water dissolves things, and it's also Mavir, it's Tzura. So nothing had its own Tzura, so everything was bottle Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is bottle Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's what there is also on Yom HaKippurim, right? When the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, right? So at that point, you know, he's on God's turf, not on his own turf. So he's bottle from Metzias. The Zohar and the Yerushalmi both ask the same question, right? It says, "V'chol Adam lo yeh bo'omoid," you know, no Adam. I, the Kohen Gadol, is an Adam. So how does he go into the Kodesh Kodashim? So, you know, in all the Shas Chazal, they say the same terrors. He's not an Adam at that point. He's not an Adam when he goes into Kodesh HaKodesh. He's bottled the Tzuras Adam. Because he's already where, you know, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem V'aretz Nasam V'Nedam. He's off Ha'aretz Nasam V'Nedam. He's off his turf, right? So, you know, he's on the Madrega of a Malach. He's from the Bnei Elyonim, you know. He's not an Adam when he goes into Kodesh HaKodesh. Right? So now, this is Dover Niflum Odli's boning, right? That the Tzdukim, amongst the many things that we fought with them about, we had a fight with them about the Ketores on Yom Kippur and by Nisuch HaMayim, right? You know, so they're calling, oh, he has to be Menasech High. Right? They should see that he's really being Menasech, because it's one time, right, that he was Menasech Al Gabe Raglov, V'ragmu Kolam Be'esrogeim. Be'esrogeim. We're going to explain this. Right? They stoned him with the Esrogeim, right?
I witnessed that.
What? You saw that?
The head of the Minister of Education came to the Kaisel in Israel, and they stoned her.
Shiloni? Shitrit. Yeah. Well. Happy here. Shari Tfila. Avrami Farber once got to speak on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Says, I only feel fair. Secure speaking now, my speak freely, because there's no Esrogim on Shabbos.
<Very good.
laughs> Yeah. Yeah. Kids are right. So the Dover Niflum is boning, you know that there's a certain consistency that they so you have to be makti, you have to put the ketores on the fire already outside in the heichal and walk in that way. And we were mashbiyim. No, you got to put the ketores on the in only bifnim. Right? And also they were misnaged to Nisuch HaMayim also. It's Menasech Al Gabe Raglov. Right? So Dover Niflum is boning. Right? That the... explain, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, which is the idea of Lifnei Hashem Titoru, you're totally bottled from Metzias. Right? And that's the Tahara, because the old you that was Chayte dissolved. That's it. It's Lifnei Hashem Titoru, like going in the mikveh, that the old you is like totally dissolved. What comes out from the mikveh afterwards is a Bria Chadasha, right? And that same thing going Lifnai, Lifnim, Lifnei Hashem. You know, the old you is bottled min ha-metzias. So the Kohen Gadol comes out and he's doing it b'shlichus kol klai yisrael. It's like a new klai yisrael, the old klai yisrael dissolved, it was bottled over there. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? What is that in Avoda? You know, serving Lishma. Serving Lishma, that I'm not doing anything for the Zich. I'm going to be involved myself totally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Avorim Shalom Menas L'Kabo Pras, right? The Tzukim didn't like that. You know, when Atignus Ben Socho taught that, so his two Talmidim, Tzadok and Baiso, said, I'm not dealing with that. I'm not working. I'm not working for nothing. I'm not working for nothing. Listen, you know. They want a Shemayim Shemayim Hashem, V'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, and we do exchange, we do business, right? So they did the Ketores, you know, on man turf in the Heichal, right? Which is called still, you know, the Mokum of Adam, V'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, right? That's where they wanted to do the Avoda, and they bring the Ketores in as an exchange. I do my mitzvah, you give me my schar. You know, they don't, if you do the Avoda Bifnim, that means you're totally bottled from the Metzias and you're just doing Avoda because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do it. You know, because you, the whole Zich, is bottled over there. Right? They didn't like that. That's called Avoda Lishma. So you have to be Maktir Mi Bachutz. Right? And that's called that they want that, you know, that there should be two, like in any business deal, there should be two sides to do an exchange. There's a Shemayim HaShem versus Va'oretz Nosan of Ne'odom. Va'oretz Nosan of Ne'odom. Right, the Oretz only got revealed after a two-day process of Yom HaShem and Yom HaShlishi. You split the waters, you open up, right, and then you cover Mayim El Mokom Echad V'Terar Yabosha, right, and that gives Mokom for the Adam, and that's our turf, and we do exchanges, we do business, we do trade, right, that's how they wanted it, right. We want to go back to the Yom HaRishon, where there's water everywhere. Right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Yochid Ba'olamo, and so I. So what are we serving? We're serving Lishma. Now I'm Nasa Kalo Pras. There's no two sides. There's no two sides looking to get where the deal makes sense for both parties. No two parties.
Not an exchange.
Not an exchange. Not an exchange.
Not like the Kurds have got plenty of money.
What? Ooh, I didn't even think of that. It's a point of tonight's the Gunyan's Yahrzeit, in a famous story that the Noah Sroigim. Right, so the Vilna Gaon, you know, the Talmidim went on a wide search to look for an esrog for the Gaon. For the Gaon, right. And then they found in one, you know, one place, they found that they saw a guy with an esrog, so would you give it up for the Vilna Gaon? Mm. Right? And he said, yeah, I'll give it up for the Vilna Gaon if I get the schar for the mitzvah. He'll do the mitzvah, I get the schar. And when I asked the guy what he thought, he said, "That's we get your answer." So I love the deal. I love the deal because that way it's avoda lishma, right? Avoda lishma, right? Right. Oh, so listen to this. One midei dabribo, right? Says I'll say Marganisa Tava from the Roshiva of Yaakov Weinberg Zichron Levracha. He says this story from the guy may or may not be true. It's Ken Zion. It could be true, but there's a famous story from the Baal Shem Tov, right? That they attributed Baal Shem Tov that he once, you know, he once gave out a krechs that he didn't have enough parnasa, and a basko came out. He lost all his schar l'olam haba, right? And he says, you know, and he was besimcha faker. You know, so now I'll do mitzvahs l'shma because I won't get schar, right? Because I have no olam haba anyway. And of course, as a happy ending, so he did something and he got his own. So Rosh Yeshiva is according to say that story, the Baal Shem Tov is sheker lohaya. V'loy nivra, lo haya v'loy nivra, right? But the story of the Goyin is Ken Zion really happened, right? So we asked him, Rosh Shiva, what's the nafkamir between the two stories? He says, no, and it actually has to do with what we're saying tonight. It's unbelievable. Menach Shemayim. He says, because the Ribon Shalom was buried the Olam to be mative. That's all Tachlis Abriya, right? He wants to be mative, and he wants to give it, Ikra Tov is Olam Abba. Right, Elama, it's going to be Namada Kisufa. If you have to go through Elama Zeh first to do your mitzvahs, he says the Baal Shem Tov should be in the Hario. He should be Bitzar Godol, because the whole Tachas Ribosh wants to be mative, and you did something that now that bars Ribosh being mative to you. That's horrible. But the story of the Gaon could be true, because the divine rotzen to be mative is fulfilled, just not on the Gaon, on someone else. So there's four akiyam of the rotzen lehetiv, just right. And then after he said that, I don't think he had it in mind. I found it mufurish in the Ruach Chaim of Chaim Velazhner, Talmud of the Gaon, without mentioning the story of the Gaon. He just says, he says this cheshbon. He says the Baal Shem was buried in Olam to be mative, so someone's got to do mitzvahs and get schar, because that's the whole tachlis, right? Elamah, but you know, but a person over the Shema doesn't care that he'll do mitzvahs and the rotzen later will be fulfilled on someone else.
Right.
It's worse than you think, Michael. Because I saw Mefurish in the postgame. They're done in the famous thing we have in our folklore. A guy sold his Olam Abba. Famous story with the Oy of Yisrael, you know, do the first business deal. He bought someone's Olam Abba. The guy bet because he needed money to marry his wife. And his wife said he's going to divorce him. And he got enough money to marry off his daughter, so he sold it back. And Oy of Yisrael said, when he sold his Olam Abba, you know, the prut that he got was worth more than Olam Abba. But after he gave this guy the Nidunya for his daughter, he bought it back at a profit, right? Yeah. So the poskim are done on this shiloh. You know, I saw, actually found it. You keep seeing the Nosakel and Shulchan Aruch, and they say like this, you know, in a Mekach u'Memkor by Olam Haba, they say, you know, Hakone al Yismach ava mocher yit atzev, right? Because there's no such thing as selling your Olam Haba, it's not yours to sell. But the Moicher Shetaka be Bitzar Godol, because he was so not Machshiv, his Olam Haba, they turn him for money, he loses Olam Haba. So it's Mamash Mefurshim Poiskim. It's double jeopardy. This guy didn't gain, and this guy lost it all.
How could you sell something
No. It says Mefurshim, because if you're so mezalz on your Olam Haba, you shouldn't get it. No, it's Mefurshim and Poiskim. It's that type of thing. It's in our folklore. It's Mamash. Everyone loses.
The point is, in these cases, people are not trying to bazi. They say, I want to be so much an Eved Hashem, I'll give my whole body to be an Eved Hashem. It's not even the bazi.
No, it's not a bazi. He's giving it to someone else. Right?
Shouldn't the guy who gave up his money gain as much as the guy who gave away his own Haba loses? I gave up $1 million to get this guy some Haba. Obviously, I'm very much marching on Haba. That should also be worth something.
Yeah, but you didn't do the mitzvah, so it's not yours to give. Yeah. It's like trying to sell. The more you give it a poskim, it's like you're trying to sell your good health. You know, trying to sell you. You know, the olam body you do is because of meisim that you did.
This is good health. You gave it.
Yeah. So. That's what it says in the poskim. It's like. Okay. So my understanding of that is that the pshat is like this, right? There are certain all the avoda that there is to do in course of the Shital Feishnin has been divided between the neshamas. This goof off didn't do his chelek, right? So I'm being very ambitious and industrious. I could do his work that he didn't do. But that's me. Not a chelk of chelk chaver began eden. Chazal never said about a sale. They said that a guy did a lot of mitzvah. The pshat is like this. I did his work that he was created to do because he goofed off. So I picked up a chelik that was meant to be his, right? Because it was supposed to be avoda either. But he didn't do his avoda. I did it instead. So I picked it up.
The whole Yisachar Zvulun is...
Yisachar Zvulun is different.
They say that when the goof-off makes your job more difficult.
Yeah.
By Kalev, Chayim Anashim, by the Meraglim over there, they made it more difficult. They say it is.
Uh-huh.
It's not just...
Not just you pick it up,
it's
but
not just the slide.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Okay. But I'll call. But
getting back to
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Good stuff is coming out. Right. So it says like this. But Mamash don't get what we said. The Radziner says, "Bekarvasa v'nei Hashem v'yamusu." Right. They only had, the Bnei Aaron, not of Avir, only had half the idea correct. They want to give everything over, lifnei Hashem, but via Musa, that they want to give up everything to the point that they were nizbato from Metzias in Gansen, and that was a toast. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be bitul gomor, besod avoda lishmo, you get it? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hare, he's rotz, like we said, his rotz is to be mative. He doesn't want you to be bitul Metzias. Bezos yavo aron HaKadosh. Right? That this is the way to get in and get out again. Right? Yibosha doesn't want you to die there. You right? Yibosha wants you to have the full hiskarvus of bittul, and yet to still exist, because that's his whole rutzin, to give life. Right? So, lifnei Hashem, titaru. Right? You have to hold that for the whole bittul ha-metzias.
Did you say
bezos? You have aron ha-kodesh. Right? That this way you go in and you get out again.
That's the essence.
That was their mistake. Right? Mike. That was their toast. But karvosam lifnei Hashem vayamusu.
Was it the Kodesh HaKadoshim or just the
Kodesh? No, so he understands. Like those Rishonim, that say they went to Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's like those, like those Rishonim that he went to Kodesh HaKadoshim Mamish with Keteris. And they were mevatel, and they thought that's what the Roshim would want.
What was the mistake? That they were ready to die? That was the mistake.
That's right. They knew the risks, and they thought the Roshim would want something like that. But no, lo bezeh bochar Hashem.
When did they die by the Chnukosim? Right.
Right. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yom Hashmini, they went in. Right.
When was it?
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right. It was on Vayibay Yom Hashmini.
Yeah.
Right,
so the Kavosam was correct, but not to die.
That's right, because of Hashem Vayamusu, they're willing to give up everything, and they thought that that's a good thing to
how
do.
Much later did Aaron
and now, of course, because of the altruistic, rotten, Krovaya Kaddish, right?
But that was 39 years later.
Right?
Right.
Right.
That's also
true. But Kavosam says, Aaron, velo Yomus, ki bana era kapars velo yamus. The Ribbono Shel Olam is chafetz, so we should have it both ways. You come with his spotless gemura, right? But there should be a hisharut. You should remain, because he is rotzen to be meitiv. So we should have all the kurva of his batlus, right? There should be no chatzitza between us and him, right? But im kol zeh, we should remain, right? Yeah. So bishlam on Yom Kippur, that's bizos yavar on elakodesh, and it's lifnei Hashem titaru, right? But then there's after having the purifying experience, right? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, right? After lifnei Hashem titaru, right? Which is an act of his batlus. It's going back to Yom Arishon, Yom Echad Bashana, where it's water everywhere, and the whole water split, right? For the Taz. So the Gemara says, it's a Medrash Rabbah, right? Why doesn't it say Kitov, right? On Yom Hasheni, right? Because there's two different Lishonos in Chazal, right? So one is that it wasn't Nigmar until Yom Hashlishi, because just stop splitting the waters, it's nothing. You have to say, you cover my mug of Teira Yabosha, right? That's why it says Kitov twice in Yom Hashlishi. And then there's another Lashon in Chazal, right? Right there. That Akash Hu paid back Yom Hasheni and Yom Hashishi when he created the Adam. It says, Rakim is Koshyosa, Vine Tov Ma'od. First time it says Tov Ma'od. It says, it goes to Mafrey on Yom Hasheni, right? That's another Lashon Chazal, right? So now it's interesting that Chazal say two other drushes on the word Tov Ma'od, right? So one Lashon is, everyone knows, that's all the bad stuff. Tov Zachaim, Tov Ma'od Zamisa, right? Tov is a Gan Eden. Tov Ma'od is a Gehenna, right? All the good stuff, right? But there's another Lashon that says, because on Yom HaShishi the Odom was Nivra, Tov Ma'od. Ma'od is the same Osius as Odom. Ma'od. Mem Avdal Mem. It's Tov Odom, right? So Rav Moshe is a Chorin Livracha, told us in Shir. Right? That's the whole tachlis of the Adam. The Adam is to face the nisyonos that there are in Olam Hazeh, right? Tov Mod, the Yetzara, right? And he's mahapich, the Ra L'Tov. It's mahapich, the Ra L'Tov, right? That's the Avodas HaAdam, right? And how does the Adam do that? He's mahapich, the Ra L'Tov, that he turns the Ra into the Tov Mod, because the Tov is Tov. The Ra, that's Hofech L'Tov, that becomes Tov Ma'od. That's the Tosefet Tova. That's the additional goodness that goes from Tov to Tov Ma'od, is turning all the Ra L'Tov, which the Adam does by being Oymed Ben Nisoyim. Right? So, Sir Moshe said, because the Adam is Mafne. He directs all these things for Avodas Hashem. He uses all these things, for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that over, now the ability to turn away, you need open space to turn towards or turn away. And that was created in Yom HaSheni by splitting the waters, creating open space. Because when everything is underwater, it's all in the same place, right? So there's no panim, there's no achor, there's no difference. It's all equally the same under the water. Where you open up the waters on Yom HaSheni, creates the ability to open space of turning towards, being poneh towards, or being poneh away, right? And the Adam does the avoda of being mafneh, turning all the ra back l'tov, making the tov mod, because most of the ra al gabe the tov, right? And it converts tov into tov mod. When you're moisif the ra, you annex it onto the tov. And that's the Avodas HaAdam, right? And that's the tachos for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters, right? It's fulfilled. Ultimately, either Yom HaShlishi, where is Oretz, you have a place to stand for the Adam to live, or alternatively, on Yom HaShishi, when the Adam was Nivra, right? And so that's what another Medrash says, that Lifnei, that Kodem Shebra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamo Haya Kilusa Oleh Min HaMayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got praise from the water. Shenemar, Mikolos Mayim Rabim Adim Mishpure Yom, Adir Bamar Hashem. The waters praise Hashem. It's Adir Bamar Hashem. So Medrash says, Moshe Mar David, a king had a palace that was staffed by ilmim, you know, by deaf mutes. And he says, you know, these guys are good, they're good servants, you know. But I want to be, you know, get kilos from Bnei Das. So he fires all the ilmim, and he hires, you know, speaking people. They, you know, that, you know, could say, you know, good morning, king, you know. Thank you, know, your majesty, your majesty, your majesty. What do the, you know, these pikhim do? They rebel against the king, and they lock him out of the castle. Right? They lock him out of his palace. Right? So when the king reconquers the palace, right, he says, forget it, yo, he kills all the Bnei Das, and he brings back the ilmim. Right? So he says, so also, Hashem Lamabu Yashav. Yo, Yaakov Shu split the waters to make Mokum for the Adam. This is all Medrash, right? And they came and they rebelled. He says, forget it. I'm bringing back the waters. That's Hashem Lamabu Yashav. He brought back the Mabu, right? Flooded the world. Flooded the world to start over again, right? Now they wanted Kiluso Ye Olem Min Adam, right? Okay, the Adam rebelled, so he brings back the waters, right? So in everywhere, the waters destroyed everywhere except one place. What does Gemara say in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel? Eretz Yisrael. It didn't swamp Eretz Yisrael, right? It didn't swamp Eretz Yisrael because there was be a makam muchan for the Adam to do his avodah, right? And the avodah of the Adam really is to that, you know, with the water split, to do everything that the waters did when they were together. When they were together, Hayah Koshku Yachid Bolamo, there's no one else, Ein Od Milvado. The Adam with his Bechira should use Bechira to be Bocher, to be Pone towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And close the gap and make the Pirud that was created by splitting the waters, the Ra, be Choser Letov and be Tov Ma'od. Right? And that's the side of what the Gemara says in the Chagiga. Ben Zoma said, I was Mizbonim, Ben Maim Elyonim, Ben Maim Tachtorim, only three etzbos. And then Chazal said, Adayim Ben Zoma Bachutz. And it wasn't long before Ben Zoma died. And Chazal said, really, the Maim and Maim Tachtorim are really right on top of each other. Right? Because the whole Pirut that there is between Maim Elyonim and Maim Tachtorim is an illusion. Right? Right, to give us the perception that there is something separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us our avoda that we should be pointed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Lashon of Ponim is. Ponim is Lashon Poneh, right? Lashon Poneh, right, your direction is wherever your face is. You know you're paying attention, or a person's paying attention to the fee where his face is facing. Where his ponim is, that's where his pone. Chazal Darshan, when Adam Rishon was chote, said Meshane Ponav Vatishalchehu, right? He changed his face, you know, and then you sent him out of Gan Eden. The Chazal Darshan had pasuk, you know, on Adam Rishon Chet, right? Changed his direction, you know, where it's called Shinui Ponim. That the Ikar Tzelim, Moshe gave us a few shortness. The Ikar Tzelim of the Adam is the ponim, by an Isser of making a human form, according to Rambam anyway. You know, the Ikar Isser is just making a three-dimensional face. You know, according to Ram, the rest of the goof is not a problem. Which means also Fisher's Ram, you know, buying a little statuette and cutting off the finger, that don't cut it. Literally. You gotta blemish the face. You gotta blemish the punim. The punim is the Ikar Tzelem. That's the Ikar Adam. Right? Right, the Ikar Adam, you know, is his ponim because that's a microcosm. You know, he told us another thing, that to him, Lidido, it's you know, even though Chazal, you know, we pass like the Ramban, that in Olam HaBa there is a goof. You know, in the old Olam HaBa, it's going to be at the end of the eighth millennium, because Chazal Merchash Olamo, there'll be a goof there. No, he says, so now our Pi Kabbalah, we know the goof becomes Ruchni. He says, lo ye goof, ye rak panim, panim. Because the ponim is the ikar of the Adam. It's a microcosm of the whole Adam. Like the Ramchal writes in the Das Tvunis, you could tell what a person's thinking from his face. You know, happy face, sad face. It's all the ikar of the Adam is a ponim. Right?
Is the word pen, does it come from ponim?
What, pen? I don't know. But pana. Pana, pone. Pana, pone. Right? So it's a Dover Niflamod. Right? So the. Right? Right.
So that would mean him are good. I'll call Mayim or Red Mayim.
Right. Okay. So we'll get to it. Right. So we have to sew up. We have to sew up the pirut between the Mayim and Mayim Tachlis, the avod of the Adam. Right. Where is that? That's in the Makom HaMikdash. Makom Mikdash says, if you want to know where it's Nizgalit, that the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtonim are really still together, and that's the start when Dor HaMelech started digging the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The water's going to, the water shot up. It was going to flood the world, meaning the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtonim were going to re-merge. Right, the makom of the merger is at the makom HaMikdash. So he said, he wrote the shame, right, to bring down the waters, right? They went too far down. So he said 15 shir hamalos, right, to bring them back to their proper balance. And it's going to, so shteden goyin, that's connected the 15 steps that there is between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim. That's where they did the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Right? The makom HaMikdash is the makom where we work that through Avoida, we're Megala, the Achdus, between the Maimon and Maya Tachtonim, that ain't old Milvado, but should be through Avoida. The water shouldn't flood the world, and they shouldn't be too low that Avoida can't undo, it should be through Avoida, and it's in the Makom HaMikdash, right? Yes.
The notion of 15 steps also related to the five-part soul and the only realm of
Tikkun. No, but it's the only form of marriage that we know, the hetero, right? The yud of Ish and the hey of Isha, right? Right? The 15, right? Because the Mayim Elyonim is Duchra, right? And the Mayim Tachtonim is Nukva. And to bring them together, and that's why the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was on those 15 steps that are between. Right? There's Noshim and there's Yisroel. Right, yeah, mamash the yud of Knegged, the yud of Ish and the hey of Isha. That's supposed to be derech zivuk. That this nifla mode. It's all stated, in Svarim. That only the Adam is the one creature. The Adam is the one min that there is that's nizdavek ponim upon him. All other, even monkeys, alav, chas v'shalom, right? They're not, even monkeys, it's ponim ba'achor, right? It's not, the Adam is the zivug, which is ponim al ponim, right? Face to face. And that's the whole real tachlis of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters, right? Right? That he wanted to give us metzias and avoida, that we could face the Shekhinah. Right, because the lashon of the Ramchal is the one who popularized the idea that avoda makes that should be namad kisufa. So Ramchal in the Das Funus adds a Yerushalmi from Maseches Ma'aser Shedi, man de'ochil de'lav delay bois listakoy ba'apa. If you're eating charity, you're embarrassed to look in the face. You're embarrassed to be face to face with your benefactor. So you've got to work for it, because we also want this to be punim b'punim with the Shechina. Right? Oh, very good. I saw gate that. That's the pasuk in Mishle. Kemayim, ponim el ponim, ken leva adam el adam. Right? So state in Goyin, right? It's your Goyin's yard side. Right there. That pasuk is Maram is an in of Dvekus. Right? And he says, just like ponim, it reflects the face. But only split waters, Underwater, you don't see a reflection. The split waters, you get a reflection. It's Maram Zayin of Devekus, that's ponim upon him. It says, v'zeh soid, that all the Nevi'im see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzuras Adam, but tzuras Adam means the ponim. They see it ponim. Pnei Adam, it's ponim upon him. That's Devekus. That's where Rosh Hashanah split the waters. That we should be ponet to each other ba'ahava. So there's on the one hand these batlus, that there's total love, there's no barriers, but on the other hand, you still feel yourself. There's like reyim ahuvim. There's two parties that are bedvekas gomer, but it's still two parties. There's the mile of his batlus without these batlus, right? The toss of bnei aros because of bnei Hashem vayamusu, they went all the way. They didn't want to be mashir for them any of their zich, and that, of course, we didn't want that. But besides Yovel Aaron Al Kodesh, you could go in and have Lifnei Hashem Tatar and make it out again to have Usmach Lifnei Hashem.
Is Lifnei Hashem?
Right.
Lifnei Hashem or before Hashem?
What?
Lifnei Hashem.
Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. And it's in the Mokom HaMikdash where you have this. Right? What? Right.
It's still a hashara, it's a sense of self.
That's right.
Complete monism, that you have no sense of
no,
self.
No, no, no. That Akashka wanted that. That there should be a hakar that the Rosh is the one Motsui MS, and I still exist.
That's even Yichud Eloi.
Right. That's where Yichud Tata and Yichud Eloi are no longer a stira. No longer a stira. Right. That's where the two are not are nisached. You know, so on Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem out loud because there's a totally spotless of our Metzias. On Sukkot, the Yetzirah comes back. But when there's not going to be a Yetzirah, you're going to have the two, you know, Biyachad, Yichud Ilah and Yichud Tata, and it won't be a Stira, right? There won't be a Stira, right? And that's the Usmachtem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Lifnei, right? You know, and that's the, right? And that's what it also says. L'cha amar libi bakshu panai es panecha Hashem avakesh. The Malbim says that pasuk. L'cha amar libi that I want a mevak. L'cha amar libi bakshu panai es panecha. Bakshu panai es panecha. That's how he says to read the pasuk. My heart says bakshu panai es panecha. We should be ponim al ponim. And that's after the pasuk says kitz peneni besuko. Right? So Maram is on Chaga Sukkos, right? That should be ponim al ponim, right? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokei. It's a simcha ba Hashem, right? It's different from the regular Seder. You have to go Seder. You chop the whole thing. You chop the whole Malach, I can tell.
The rest is the
top. You chop the whole thing.
Right. We didn't get to the
dog. Right.
All that's in the Midrash.
Right. So the whole Simcha Beishev. So that's you know. The Milah of Simcha Spesher of you know, that we're bringing up the Mayim El Yonim together with the Mayim Tachtorim to the Mayim El Yonim to meet the two, something which the Tzukim don't want. They want there to be two different sides, you know, you have to do business. You have to have two different sides. I have what he doesn't have, he has what I don't have. Right? So Tzukim were misnag, just like they were misnag to doing the Ketoris Bifnim, which is his Batlus Gemura, because that would be like a Voda Lishma. So also misnag to the Nisuch HaMayim, right? So Nischu al Raglehem. No, I don't want to lose my standing on earth. Nischu al Raglehem. Right? Nischu al Gam as well said, you want to bring the waters over the earth again. Ki'ilu. Right, which we want. We want the mila of all these balas with feeling our existence. That's called ponim oponim. Right? They don't want to lose the sense of their own existence. They want, you know, right?
How different is their view and the view of Hamalek, who says Karka Badera, the cast of him with love, they know Shem Yer B'Shamayim, leave us alone down here, coming in with the Ketoris and saying, you know, there's a fog that separates us and we don't want to be disturbed with you and our involvement. Isn't it a cousin to Hamalek of sorts?
They're doing trade.
Yeah, there is a cousin, as you say, but they're willing to serve. You know, they're willing to serve Hashem, but I gotta get my thing out of it. Right? And that's really Nifla mode. You know that. So they dump the Torah Shabbat Peh because of that. Right? And the Torah Shabbat Peh's Mamash spells out that paradox, because in Torah Shabbat you won't find the message of Lishma. It was only in this parish. It's not in this parish in Torah Shabbat. In Torah Shabbat it says you do your mitzvahs to get reward. No, yeah, you get reward in Olam Hazeh. It doesn't say anything anywhere in Torah Shabbat to do Avodah Lishma. There was only in the Sparsh in the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why I had to dump the Torah Shabbat Peh. They know about Torah Shabbat because it doesn't say that message, right? Right. So it's written in the Lesha, right? That you know that the that Kayadua, you know, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. There's Lashon Chazal like that, right? No, Mikra is Keneged Oretz, right? Aruka Me'eretz Mida is referring to Mikra. Eretz is Aruch, right? Urechava Mini Yam is Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah, it's called Yam HaTalmud. It's a Goyin, and you know, and it's Chidush HaGras and Baal Basra. Yam, no, water, the Torah Shabbat Peh is Nimshal Yam. Like Yam HaTalmud. Right. Yam HaTalmud. Right? If that's Rochav. because rochav, because that's what's between the lines. Tarsha Bechsav says, and then you make Tarsha Baba comes and makes a kav chomer from there to there, a binyanav from there to there, gzereshav from there to there. It closes the gap between the lines. That's the rochav. But of course, after the Tarsha Baba comes, it closes the gap between the line. You have no space to stand. And yet, the Tarsha, the Tarsha Baal Peh closes the gaps, right? That's the yam, rochav, right? Yet, that's where a person feels most his own zich. He has his chidushei Torah. In Torah, dileo dechsev u'b'torasso yehege. Yehege, he speaks. Torah Shabbat Peh, b'torasso yehege, yomam v'layla. It's niflamot. The Torah Shabbat is this paradox, right? That's the greatest his batlus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word envelops the person. It's chal on the person, mamish. It's Torah Shabbat Peh, it's right. Dvar Hashem is chal. It's not just in the books. It's not just munach b'keren zovitz. It's inside me. It's everywhere. And this is where I feel. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's Rabbi Meir Omer. It's niflamot. It's the ponim oponim. Torah Shabbat Peh is on the one of these batlus, that Dvar Hashem is everywhere, permeates my own being also. And yet where I feel a sense of my own existence, my own chidushei Torah. And yet if it's Torah, it's like Dvar Hashem. It's my chidushei Torah. It's my chelek in Torah. You have this duality in the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's called Yama Talmud. Right? That's the lifnei Hashem titor. That's your usmacht lifnei Hashem okechem. Right? So now it's very good. The lashon Rambam, right? That the simchas pefer is mamish. Simcha basias hamitzvah ubavas akel. That's avoda lishmo. You're just happy with the mitzvah gufa. Now I'm nasa kabelschar ubavas akel. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that to do avoda me'ava, to do avoda lishmo, that's called me'ava. To serve me'ava is lishmo. So it's asiyah semitzu ba'ava sakel, right? That's something which is unique. That's called smachtem b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem, right? And that's dafka in the Mokom HaMikdash. That's the place where it's called pnei Hashem, and it's us facing Him. That's why that's the place where the Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtonim meet, right? In that delicate balance that with the avoda buffer, that gives a Mokom for us, right? So to serve Him lishma, but there's a makom for us. It's an amazing thing, right? And it says the Goyin, right? Bizman hazeh, it's all water. Lost in love, it's all going to be ore. Umolar, it's deyas Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim. It's a davar niflamot. And this is now I pray, when I saw this Goyin, I appreciate what Moshe told us in Shir once, teidu lachem, mayim ze meoto shorsh kmo or. Zeinyan. Ye'or, what's an or, okay? Nahar, Nahora, okay? And I didn't understand it at the
very
time. Right? He says that, that Mayim is a certain hisgashmus of or, and that's the side that when the water everywhere is still or existing, Ye'or, when water is everywhere, the premius of Mayim is or. So so now in Olam HaZeh, it's all Mayim, right? And lost in love, the or that the Mayim represents is going to be, that's us, Umar Deyas Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim. Right? That the ore will come out. Right? That's it's all ore. And then so now what? Vinoharu. Vinoharu. Very good. That's Vinoharu, right? Oh flow. Right, oh flow. Right. Very good. So he says, that the Mayim is the chitonius of ore, and the splitting of the water. So then, and then after I saw this going, I remember from Moshe, I remember something which I saw in a Chassidish Sefer. That's mamash mashlim the whole Inyan, right? From a Talmud of Zev of Zhitomir. It's a Sefer called Mer Inei Chachamim. It's all Drushim Alpi Kabbalah and Inyanim of Chanukah, interestingly enough. So he says an amazing word, that the which one? So Yakosh will split the waters, make a mokum ponui, right? That we could be pone towards Hashem. So what does it say in Lashon? It says this, that lamala already earlier shoroshim of the bria and the precursors, earlier stages of the creation process. Yakosh was mitzamtzem the ore. He was mitzamtzem the ore to make a mokum ponui. That's Lashon of the Ari. Right, in all the shorts of the Ari. He says like this, Mitzamtzor, so whatever that means, whether it's computer or not computer, Mitzam, Mokom Poni, Mokom Lifnot. So us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn towards each other. The pony mustn't lifnot to be pone.
A meeting area.
They're mamish, right?
A meeting area.
A meeting area that we could turn to each other. We could be pone. Ponim al ponim. Right? Sashim mokum ponui, he says, he touches in the Ari. Mokum ponim, mokum to be pone towards each other. Which means already that Tzimtzum was already the precursor for the splitting of the waters. This was in the Or, and this is in the Mayim. And they're, you know, they're parallel ideas. One is in Pnimius, one is in Chitzonius. To make a mokum ponui. It's to smach them. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. That's the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos. So Kayadu, it's written, okay, well, this will end. We're learning now in Kisvei Ari, right, about the Nesira.
We were talking about together.
I'm going to get back to Lula in a second, right? One second. Right, we learned that what's brought down in the Kisvei Ari is that as the world renews from the Yomim Noroim all the way up to Shmini Atzeres, right? Rosh Hashanah through, you know, it's, the world's being recreated for this year. The world's recreated every year annually, right? As we know, you know, Yom HaShio, Rosh Hashanah was Yom HaShishi of creation, right?
Yeah.
Right. So now Adam Arishan originally came out Du Partzufin. He and Chava were back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Then it was the Nasira. They got cut, right? And then they could go upon him, upon him. So it stayed in Kisvei Ari. Right, that the Nesira is done from, it starts on Rosh Hashanah, where originally Yotze Ochor Bo'ochor, that's Bakesel Yom Chagenu, and with Kiyas Shofar Yavar, we begin the Nesira, right? And the Nesira is finished, you know, Nesiras Rochel is finished, you know, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So during Sukkos, it's Ori Ponim B'ponim, U'smachtim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And the Bia, the Zivug is on Shmini Atzeres. That's the Mamish, the Bia. That's why all the Goyim go home. It's Bitzina, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Soid, Sheinari. We daven Tfilas HaGeshet. That's the Zera. And the Leda, Kaidua, it's a 7-month pregnancy. The Leda is on Shvi Shel Pesach. Right? Because Kaidua, things bloom. You know, this is all the Zriya now. And the Leda, the blooming, Chagah, you know, Aviv, the episode that, you know, all of the Machsholi Boros Petishrei, that's never befall, you know, in Nisan. So the Bia, the Zivug, is Shmini Atzeres, right? That's Tfilas HaGeshet. And that's,
by the way, that's 7 months instead of 9,
right?
Is it 7 months pregnancy instead of 9
that is Kipazon? I don't know why. When
does the
Nesira
end?
No, it says the Nesira starts at Rosh Hashanah, but first there's Isha and Chava, Keneged Leah and Rachel, so the Nesira of Leah, which is Isha, is on Ori Nigman Rosh Hashanah, but the Nesira of Rachel takes more time, right? Yeah, but you know, then so now we're ponim upon him during Sukkos, Usmachtim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, and then the Bia, you know, the Zivug is on Shmini Atzeres. So Tfilas HaGeshem is the Zera. How you doing? Right, so. That's the Simchas Beis Shemayim. That's the Simcha. That's what Lulav represents. And so the Rambam said that Lulav is connected to the Simcha of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, which wasn't, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mabul, because he gave up Kivyochol temporarily on the Adam, but he still had hope, just like Noach was saved, because he didn't really give up on the Adam. He brought back the Mayim, but only temporarily, you know, because he had hope for Noach. Connected that, Eretz Yisrael wasn't destroyed by the Mabul. Mamish Kenega, that's what Ram says. Lulav is the Simcha of Eretz Yisrael, right? Because that's our Mamad Lifnei Hashem. That's the part he never gave up. It's like he spared Noach, but he never, and he spared Noach really for Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shagam u'basar is a remez on Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's really not for Noach, Alts Noach. It's really for Alts Klal Yisrael. And then Kenega that, he, Eretz Yisrael wasn't destroyed by the Mabul. All other Aratzos, Gimel, Tzvachim of Omek HaMachareisha, all God eroded, and that's why. But you have a problem of Tumas Kvarim all over Abi Makom Chutzlart. Yeah, you have a problem. You have to be choshed. There's bones wherever you walk. You know, because ever Ninaru, you know, Mesei Amabul. No, those were Kohanim. You know, no, you marry Bona Mikdash. Right, you have to be
fossil
right.
Fuels.
What?
Fossil fuels.
Right, we need it for the fossil fuels, right?
And
so they
don't have these
right.
problems?
What?
So they have.
Ah, look, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, you know, Eretz Yisrael, that's because, you know, over there, you know, didn't get eroded like the rest of the world. That's why, you know, Chatzeres and Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be choshesh like in Chutz Arts. I can't tell you, you know. they're finding kvarim everywhere. I don't know. Atra Kadisha is finding kvarim everywhere, protesting everywhere. I can't tell you why.
From the Ale Amidbar, together with every person living there to Shul, there's probably about 10 million people unaccounted for.
Excuse me?
From the Ale Amidbar.
Yes.
Until today, there must be about how many millions of people that must have died in Eretz Yisrael.
I don't say, I'm just quoting Gemara. So, but yo, the Eretz Yisrael, yo, Bechlau, Yerushalayim, and Makom Mikdash Bifrat is the Makom to be Omed Lifnei Hashem. We have, it's his Batlus, but you have Amida, you have standing. You're Omed Lifanav, right? And sort of the only question is over here is there's a
Lifnei Hashem also
right?
By
Shalosh
Rishonim. That's right. Gemara references that. So all the waters, you know.
That's why it's in a flood.
Wow. Well, all the other words, so
whatever, contrast. Whatever it means that it's higher than the rest of the world. How it beat out Everest.
By the way, in the tefillah, before you go into the
Sukkah. Tesis over there, it deals with that. Yeah, Tesis is all back. Lechasu aharim, yo. Okay, whatever.
You said Sukkah is chutzlar, that's right, at Midbar.
Right.
In the tefillah, before you go into the Sukkah, it says Admas Kodesh. Something about we should be zeh.
No, it says also, it should be considered golus. You know, right. Sukkah's golus. That's it. But I feel that I'm going into golus now. Sukkah's golus. You know, the minim is connected our being oimed lifnei Hashem, which is in of Eretz Yisrael bechlal, like the Rambam says, simcha of Eretz Yisrael, and the makom mikdash befrat. That's the makom being oimed lifnei Hashem. The only question is whether the dal minim represents our ponim. Or Shechinah's ponim, and that's a machlokas in the Mekubam. Some of the Mekubam Kadmonim, I think it's Ramosha de Leon, say you should say that the Shidra should be facing away from you, not towards you, because it's the Pnei Shechinah. It's Pnei Shechinah. That's the question. Whether the Dal Minim is the Pnei Shechinah or it's our ponim. It represents our part. The Nafkei is where Shidra, you know,
is
like.
For Larisa, Hurai Larisa, Panali Ro.
As long as we're talking,
right?
I feel the psychiatry.
Yes.
But the lulav is deeper simple. The deeper tool
the love's kagged yisod. Yisod, zivug.
So,
right, which is the mock of tzion. Tzion is yisod. That's the mock of zivug, where, you know, it's nizdavik, and you're maimion tachnoim on nizdavik. Right. So, first, there's a simcha of lifnei Hashem, reim ahuvim. You know, ich reim shesu v'shisru doigim. You know, so it's also written in Goyim. You know, ich lu reim is chachma v'bina, trade in the expression. Shsu v'shichru doidim is ze'er v'nukve. Right? That's for the finale of Anila Dodi v'dodi li. It's finalized. Finalized now, you know, during the days of Sukkot, we're ponim oponim. Ponim oponim. That's a simcha. That's the end of Eretz Yisrael. Bechlau, you know, and then Makom HaMikdash Befrat. And that's what the Rambam meant, you know, that the simcha of Luv. Simcha of Luv is the smach of Nesha. Okay, that's the end of simcha special. We ponim oponim Hashem, right, with a mamashel. Ish, v'isha, right? The only form of marriage that we know, the real zivaga miti, right? The, you know, ponim b'ponim, and the Boshim should help, you know, the, you know, that, you know, the, come on, like, Adam Yoras Chava Ishto, Molad Deas Hashem, Kamaim, Laim, Chasim Chof, Feglach Meri, Karesiv, Isol Hashem, Amlucha.
Oh, man.